Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. After a five-year break, they'll be rocking again in Oshkosh this summer. Festival organizers just announced the Crossroads 41 Hard Drive Rock Music event scheduled for August 9th at Oshkosh Festival Park. The artist lineup will be announced in just a couple weeks on April 13th. Tickets go on sale April 17th. With Brewers opening day coming up this Thursday, the team and DOT are reminding people about new game day traffic plans. There are a lot of orange barrels around American Family Field. A new website is up with graphics and alternate travel options. See more at brewers.com/traffic. Transportation officials say the goal is to keep all ramps at the Mitchell Interchange open for fans. There will be extra sheriff's deputies assigned to help with traffic getting out. The Brewers will play ball at 1:10 this Thursday against the White Sox. The DNR says more than 2,000 deer tested positive for chronic wasting disease during last hunting season. That's out of almost 17,000 samples statewide. Most positives were seen in the southern farmland zone. New cases turned up in several counties, including the first wild detection in La Crosse County. The DNR says steady testing helps track the disease and protect the state's deer herd. Jesse Vang, one of two people charged in connection to the death of Elijah Vu, filed three motions in Manitowoc County Court yesterday. Vang is asking for some evidence to be excluded, as well as a change of venue for his upcoming trial. Three-year-old Elijah Vu disappeared in February of 2024 and was found dead later that fall. People in the Two Rivers community and beyond spent months searching for the child. Vang and the child's mother, Katrina Bauer, are both facing felony charges, including physical abuse of a child and hiding a corpse. Prosecutors have until April 20th to respond to Vang's requests. A hearing is set for May. Wisconsin has seven names on Forbes' annual list of the world's wealthiest people. Beloit business owner Diane Hendricks ranks highest, with a fortune estimated at more than $22 billion. She co-founded ABC Supply and is also known for her political donations to Republican causes. John Menard Jr., Judy Faulkner, James Cargill II, and three S.C. Johnson family members also made the list. A sign honoring Harry Houdini is being installed in Appleton this year. A historic marker dedicated to the one-time resident has been approved for the south side of Houdini Plaza. The legendary magician and illusionist grew up in Appleton after being born in Hungary. The 100-year anniversary of Houdini's death will be commemorated this Halloween. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Fellman. 97.9 WGBW News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Stace Keen. The first and only debate in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race is on hold. It's now scheduled for next Thursday after Judge Chris Taylor became ill yesterday. Her campaign says she's recovering from kidney stones and plans to resume campaigning soon. Opponent Maria Lazar's team says they're ready whenever the debate is rescheduled. Early voting is underway for the April 7th contest. Find out where to vote and see your ballot at myvote.wi.gov. There's more to learn from that Marquette poll this week. Results show President Trump's approval rating in Wisconsin is 14 points underwater. That's his worst ever in the state and down 4 points from last month. Pollster Charles Franklin calls it steady erosion through Trump's second term. Most Wisconsinites oppose the war with Iran, 61-39%. 78% of Badger State Republicans still identify as MAGA, down from 88% last fall. An Eau Claire High School staff member was arrested yesterday on charges of sexually assaulting multiple students. Police say 22-year-old Nadia Horn, who worked at North High School, was taken into custody after the school district tipped off police officers about an inappropriate relationship. She's facing serious charges, including sexual assault of a child by a school staff person and second-degree sexual assault. And more than 400 road projects are planned across the state of Wisconsin this year as the DOT gears up for a busy construction season. Work is happening everywhere, from rebuilding parts of 41 near Appleton to big improvements on I-94 in Milwaukee and the St. Croix River bridges. Officials say the goal is safer highways and smoother travel. Drivers are urged to plan ahead, use the 511 Wisconsin app, and slow down in those work zones. More news is available at civicmedia.us. us.
It's the Brewers and the White Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field. Opening day between the Brewers and Chicago White Sox, who had the worst record in the American League last season. Will Venable is in his second year as manager and was asked if the White Sox will be more aggressive on the base paths this season.
For sure. You know, on the bases, we got to find every way we can to be aggressive and get an extra 90 feet, score runs any way that we can. So that's something that, you know, really with the first step out of the box and that effort is going to be important.
The Brewers wrapped up Cactus League action with a record of 12-16. Manager of the year, Pat Murphy, asked if having so many split squad games was productive.
Did we get everything we wanted to get out of it? No, I mean, could have had a few other guys really step up and a few other guys be swinging midseason form or something like that, but careful what you ask for, you know what I mean? And be careful what you think you got out of spring training, because it's tricked me for 11 years.
NBA, the Bucks lost again, this time to the Trailblazers, 130-99, with sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today. We will get into the mid-40s by early this afternoon. Then temperatures will start to drop behind this cold front that's moving through. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, 23. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 37. The good news, we will warm back up for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.